Well, Arlen, as we look what's happening market-wise, I look out my window, it's a little wet, it's a little soggy, and that seems to be the theme all across the Midwest. But I have yet to talk to one producer that is not happy for August rains.
Well, that's exactly right. It helps the crops finish out. And, yeah, we would have liked to have had those rains come maybe a week or 10 days sooner. But with the mild summer we had across the Midwest, especially east of the Missouri River, it really helped the crops be able to survive the dry July that we had. And now the rain's coming, helping to finish them off and give us some good yield prospects. Virtually all of the dry areas have been filled in. There's patches and pockets here and there that still need to get a drink. But most areas have received some rain. Some areas, some excessive rains. Even, you know, in Nebraska, we've had some areas here in the recent days that have had 6-7 inches plus of rainfall, and that's excessive. But for the whole, the Midwest is getting the rains that it needs to finish the season off well.
And that seems to be really what the market's focusing on today, is this wetness.
It is, and the big crop expectations. And on Monday afternoon, USDA released its weekly crop ratings, and the corn ratings actually inched higher, 1 point in the good to excellent category. And the condition index score that I use, it went up 2 points from 383 up to 385. And that was good for a one bushel increase in yield on the week, because normally ratings go down this time of year, except for in those big crop years. Then ratings tend to go up this time of year. And that, so far, is the pattern that we are on, both for corn and for soybeans.
Now, you and I were talking ahead of us, obviously, fully chatting about the markets, and there's been so many talk and so many predictions about where we might see these numbers go for corn. And I know that you had said back, it's been a while, to prepare it for corn, maybe even as possibly below $3.
Back in July, I was talking about the risk of corn going down to 285, and that's not just based on our estimates of the size of the crop and where it will eventually end up with large kernel size, but it's also based on money flow factors, money flowing out of the commodity sector, the strengthening dollar because of expectations that the Fed's going to have to raise interest rates early next year, plus other economic things happening around the globe to push our dollar higher. All those factors coming together to take prices lower than would be otherwise justified by just the supply and demand fundamentals, and the fact that the speculative hedge funds still have not built their typical large short positions that they do in big crop years, and the farmer is still really long the crop. In other words, not only does he have a lot of old crop, but he's way undersold on new crop as a whole as well, is what we find as we talk to grain brokers around the Midwest. So those factors all coming together, we felt like could take prices down to about the 285 area for December corn. Then we could see demand give us a nice bounce back, maybe 50 to 75 cents, but that would still be lower than where we are today. When you look at the price pattern that we're in so far, chart December corn for this year, and lay it over other big crop years like 1994, 2004, 2009, you see that the we're following that typical pattern. You go into late July, and then it kind of goes sideways to maybe a little bit firmer through much of the month of August, and then it drops down as you get into that earlier pre-harvest period. Then you go down the next leg. And so far, that is the pattern that we are following.
What's it going to take to, shall we say, push them off the fence?
Well, I think what it takes to get that next leg lower or direction is those early harvest reports. Now, we are getting some early harvest reports from the southwestern Midwest and Kansas, as well as down in Texas and down in the Delta region. That is not a high, not a lot of volume of bushels yet, but the yields have been very pleasantly surprising and very positive because those are areas that had heat. But yet the yields are still good. But as we start getting yields coming out of the southern Midwest in this type of year, with a mild summer, that's when we start finding the effect of the large kernels boosting yield 10 to 15 to 20%, particularly in those areas that were the coolest. And then that's what starts pushing the crop ratings upward, and that starts pushing the prices downward.